Forum here in Galesburg this evening. We're moving right along. Now to talk about the referendum, we have Mark Rudolph, who is the Executive Director of KCCDD. Good evening, Mark. Thanks for joining us.
Good evening. Well, thank you very much for the opportunity to speak tonight. KCCDD has proudly served individuals in Knox County with developmental disabilities for almost six decades, and quite honestly, I'm very concerned about our future ability to do so due to a decade-long failure by the state of Illinois to address the needs of our most vulnerable citizens. On April 4th, Knox County voters will have the opportunity to approve a referendum that will create a 708 mental health board to address unmet community needs. This is on the ballot as a result of a study done by a volunteer group appointed by the county board that submitted a study called a crisis in care to the Knox County Board. That's how it got to the ballot. The study found that our current level of services is at risk and that there are many critically needed community services that are simply not available in our county. The community is already experiencing increased cost for public safety, health care, our schools, and emergency services. Right now, there are 392 Knox County residents with developmental disabilities that are waiting for services with little hope of ever receiving them. With each graduating class from school, that number is just going to grow. There are no respite services for families in Knox County. Camp Kids, a summer program most of us know about, has a very uncertain future. We will have camp this summer, though. Access to crisis beds is very limited, and we find that there are gaps in our information and referral systems that we have. It's only going to get worse if we don't act now, today. We need local control of local solutions for local problems. Specifically, the ballot will read, shall Knox County levy an annual tax of not to exceed 0.15% for the purpose of providing community mental health facilities and services, including facilities and services for persons with a developmental disability and a substance abuse issue. A mental health board will address critical issues by targeting funding toward the highest priority of needs. The majority of Illinois counties already have one of these boards, with Montgomery County joining that number just this last November. The adjoining counties of Henry, Mercer, Fulton, and Warren already have one. Peoria County has one that only funds developmental disabilities. Sadly, Knox County is a have-not. At a time when we have launched two initiatives about improving the life in Knox County, the Heart and Soul Project and the Clinton Initiative. I think it's kind of ironic. The seven-member boards are appointed by the county board members from a pool of individuals that are knowledgeable of the issues. One will be a county board member. They are all volunteers and cannot be paid. No member directly affiliated with a funded organization can serve on this board. So I cannot, my board cannot, they're just not allowed to serve. These boards can be efficiently operated at very little cost with no paid staff. Many of our surrounding counties do that. So 100% of the funding will go towards services. They must write a formal plan each year based on a budget, and then they will approve funding requests from organizations. They are subject to an audit. Funding can include operations, building, and equipment. Additional revenue from outside services can be from outside sources can be leveraged into our community. These boards do not provide services directly, but rely on our existing network of service providers. We have a very strong one, so there's no duplication. Voters can repeal these boards if by referendum if expectations are not met. The county board sets the levy at 0.15% at the maximum. That's the maximum. The owner of a $120,000 home could expect to pay no more than $60 a year or about a Subway sandwich a month. I think KCCD's clients are worth that. This is a very modest addition to property tax. No one wants to pay more property taxes, but it will be the second lowest rate on your tax bill. Property taxes are generally deductible. I believe it will be dollars that will be invested back into our community. The developmental disabilities and mental health industry has been a vital part of the Knox County economy for many years, with the three largest providers offering, generating over 650 jobs and generating $13 million in payroll that is spent right here in this community. The dollars are brought in from the outside, but are all spent here. They are spent on cars, homes, goods, and services. I think we're a contributing factor to the economy. If you want to know more, there are brochures out on the table, out in the hallway, and two informational sessions will be held at the public library, one on 3/21 at noon and one at 3/29 at 6 p.m. You may have seen yard signs or billboards with a red heart-shaped check in the ballot box. Mental health boards are efficient, effective, and accountable. Good for the entire community. Please vote yes and prove that Knox County cares. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark, for sharing the information about the referendum. Very informative. Right now, we're going to take a two-minute break for WGIL, and we'll be back with the treasurer candidates. Thanks for joining us.